to get straight through to Big Brother's big ears. 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10p per minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
Jay uses his daily bonus minutes to call his mummy before bedtime. Big Brother, sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
6 lattes a day.
Big Brother's big ears.
Can't believe it's time for another Big Brother summer again.
More housemate madness will they ever learn?
I'm turning on, tuning in, and ready to be Big Brother's. Big Brother 9, bring it on!
This is Big Brother's big ears.
So I can't wait for Big Brother this year. I'm literally going to wet myself. I can't wait!
Live from channel4.com/Big Brother with Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney.
I love it.
I've just read this introduction. So it's the worst written introduction I've ever said in my life. I'll read it. These aren't my words, dear listener. It's day 62 in the Big Brother house and the hunks ain't happy. Dale and Stuart are pining for their old pals, Luke and Bex. Sorry, fellas, we've got them here. Who writes this stuff?
That's the hunks aren't happy. Intro. That's fair enough. But she's saying, stop moaning. And and while while that's going on in the house, we're joined by the two little lovebirds. We put them up in the nicest B&B that Big Ears can afford.
Yeah.
Is it nice?
Oh. It's tolerable, if nothing else.
Yeah, you've been in there, haven't you?
Oh, actually, no. So it's not. You're right. It is actually quite nice. Yeah. B&B. I've been in a lot worse, believe me, since I was evicted.
But not as nice as what the Daily Star gave you.
Of course not. I mean, $2,500 a night.
We'll talk about that later.
That's
on.
Out of your budget.
Meanwhile, in the house, Rex is worried that his missus has scuppered his chances of winning.
She's miserable.
And what about poor Darnell?
Who cares about Darnell?
Uh-oh.
Move on.
I'm Gemma Kearney.
I'm Ian Lee. This is Big Brother's Big Ears. It's an internet radio show, like you didn't know that, all about Big Brother, which you can also download in the form of a handy podcast from the iTunes. We're in the top 40.
Yes!
Of the iTunes chart.
We're getting better and better.
Here's how it's done. You can give us a call. Move that out of the way,
okay,
please. On 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary from mobiles. Cost considerably more. I should just say, though, we call you back.
Yeah.
So it don't cost you that much. You're on the phone for a bit. We take your details and your number. Then we call you back. I know a lot of people are on a forum saying, I can't afford to farm it. It's so expensive. But we call you back. 0871 200
1048.
Self-sacrificing.
My Jesus. Like Lisa says.
We are, exactly. This show is like, let's know.
No.
You can send your messages into us by texting EARS, followed by your comment to 83188. Text the charge, use a standard network rate. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother. If you're new to the show, here are three reasons why you absolutely have to listen. One, we've got Luke here.
Woo-woo!
Two, we've got Bex here again.
Hello!
Shut up, Luke.
Three, Darnell's buddy and pen pal writer, Sovereign, will be on the phone giving Sarah B. I've not got a clue. I missed that one.
So
he wrote the letter to Darnell, apparently. They got letters.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Sovereign is his mate.
Well, the pub did me a favour and threw me out, so that was nice.
Luke's eviction has prompted the same public outpouring of emotion as Beckham's missed penalty in Euro 2004.
Well,
really?
Later on, I'll be letting you know what has been going down on the forums at channel4.com/Big Brother. I'll be putting to you, Luke, the big up questions
big up.
From
to,
the website.
Sorry, I do apologise. We have
don't
a feature
worry, you'll
called
find out.
It's a lot of fun.
It sounds it, yeah.
So, tonight, Stuart and Dale are up for nomination. Yes! Who do you think is going to go on Friday? 0871 200 1048. Is Rachel's martyr act making you want to throw things at the telly? And
yes.
I'll read what it says here. Do somebody out there want to be Darnell's girlfriend?
I bet there's a few
God,
girls.
No.
Oh, come on.
Let us know what you think. 0871 200 1048.
So without further ado, time to introduce. He's already been spoken up a few times.
My apologies.
Last Friday's evicted housemate, the magnificent Luke, and his beautiful Big Brother bride, apparently. Rebecca.
Hi.
I said like you then, Rebecca.
No, Rebecca, no.
Rebecca, are you smuggling peanuts or something? What's going on?
No, it's been cold in here. Also, I haven't got a bra on because this dress
didn't
look very good with a bra. So Luke made me take it off.
Well, hang on a minute. You pulled it off. I have no choice, Rebecca.
What? She pulled what off?
A bra.
Okay. You two have done a very erotic photo shoot in the Daily Star. Luke, of all the people from Big Brother I expected to see on page 3 of a newspaper with their knockers out, I didn't expect it to be you.
Literally sold my soul to the devil. I did that when I applied for Big Brother, I suppose, but... literally, controversy creates cash. I said that in the house, and you know, what's more controversial than me in a bathtub and lathering up Rebecca?
Were you not embarrassed to be photographed there in your pants holding onto her?
I was embarrassed for you, Lee.
I'd be quiet, Rebecca. I did a lot of embarrassing things in the house, possibly a lot of them, probably a lot of them with Rebecca. So, yeah, it was rather
embarrassing. So, you've made your cake and you're happy to eat it.
Stuff crumb my face by crumb. With it. Exactly. Yeah. Crumb by crumb.
Fair enough.
Bex, have you stuffed your face yet?
Of course you have.
What word?
With Luke's cake?
God.
No
hypothetically.
Comment.
Okay. 0871 200 1048 if you want to talk to either of them tonight. But the question is... But
he's gone red. Luke's actually gone red.
It's so hot in this room, honestly. It really is.
Luke, have you gone red or is that the fake tan that you got for BBLB? I saw that.
Cheaper than cheap, that thing was. Cheaper than cheap.
I spoke to Zadie today. She said that you looked much more like Justin Timberlake now. And I do agree with her.
Some new contact lenses, I think.
0871 200 1048. But listen, I've been away all weekend, so I don't know... Patrick, what's been happening in the house since Friday, please.
You must now wear this lighter belt until further notice. Any time that a housemate wants a cigarette, you must pass them the lighter.
Oh, God, you're terrible.
You look good all the time. You're just good looking. You're fit, as in, like, fit. There's really nothing you can't really do.
I look forward to our wedding and our future together.
Me and Sarah have got very similar traits. She's quite eccentric.
I don't think I'd like it, being in here with my girlfriend.
Rex.
I'll find out.
Look, just a little bit embarrassed about the heart thing, that's it.
Being head of house, I should be allowed to do washing. I should even be allowed to go over to hell to help out, because it's supposed to be head of house, not head of heaven.
With lots of love from Lily and the rest of the family. So sweet.
You also failed to comply with Big Brother's request for you to sleep in the luxury bedroom rather than on the sofas. You have lost the right to nominate this week.
Oh...
That
sounded like you, Luke.
Well, I think that was Darnell, because Darnell was very naughty and went over into hell because he tried to touch Sarah's Wang Chung. He touched her...
Guy's an absolute animal, honestly.
And she got a bit upset and he's now embarrassed, so he can't talk to her anymore.
So he should be embarrassed. He's groping women inside the Big Brother house. They should be shot.
Hang on, you got your... yes. Look, we'll talk about that in a second. Let's go to Karen. Hello, Karen.
Hello, Ian. Hello, Gemma.
Hello, Karen. How are you?
I was just going to say welcome back, Ian.
Well, thank you. I'm away again on Friday. I'm all over the place this week. But listen, thank you. Karen, the Big Brother tonight, what did you make of it, please?
I thought it was a bit down tonight, actually. Yeah, I'm not really bothered who goes actually on Friday out of the two of them.
They all looked... We all jokingly suggested that they looked like they'd all taken heroin or something. They all looked miserable as sin. Now, of course, I have to say for legal reasons, they hadn't done that, of course.
Of course.
But they're all lying there, lethargic and miserable, and everyone was down, no one was happy, there was no spunk there. It was terrible.
I bet it was.
Sorry, Karen.
Sorry there, Ian. I'm overlapping you there.
That's okay. Doing it again, but
I
never mind.
I just feel as though they've just all given up on nominations. You know, they just can't be bothered.
What
there,
was this
you know?
Nonsense when Stuart's going, oh, I can't do it. Oh, Big Brother. You've got to do the nomination. Say to people, you good-looking pansy.
Yeah, but you just get obsessed, don't you?
Do it. Just say two names, make up a reason and go.
I agree.
That's
if you're down, though, everything's a drama.
Well,
in the house, everything's
a
drama.
At the end of the day, they know what they're in there for. They've got to nominate, and at the end of the day, they've got to end up nominating their friends anyway if they want to get to the top.
Are they friends? Are any of them really, really friends? Karen, are they friends? Are they, Karen?
No.
Friends,
well,
are they?
I don't know. I mean, I think there's some genuine ones in there.
Who?
And I think
I'd like to meet them.
They are all stabbing each other in the back.
Yes, Ian, yes.
Are they, Josh? Yes. Are they?
Oh, blimey, you guys are bringing me down. I like your optimism, Karen. Please ring again.
Well, you
it
know,
might
I mean,
be.
If at the end of the day you get friends, at the end of the day you could all get friends. You know, you're in there for the... It's a game at the end of the day, isn't it?
Karen,
That's
can you explain? Because we were trying to watch Big Brother tonight, but Luke and Bex were looking at themselves on YouTube, rather noisily, it has to be said, so we missed a lot of it. But
Rebecca,
so vain. God,
was,
I'm sorry, you were both as bad as each other.
It was the most surreal evening. Us trying to watch Big Brother with two ex-Big Brother housemates watching them videos of themselves. It
just
was weird,
round the back
man.
Of
it was wonderful, but it was weird. What was going on with Rachel not doing the washing up and getting told not to do the washing up? What is all that about?
I think it basically she's doing too much washing up, and because she's head of the house, isn't she? Basically what they're trying to say is, you know, you're not allowed to do any more washing up. Oh. And Rachel's it will be a true peril if she does.
Get her out.
That was a
now,
good one.
Luke, listen, you're quite anti-Rachel, like, it's fair to say, isn't it?
Extremely.
Why?
You see, the VT, you saw Rachel, she's live, she's bubbly, she's eccentric.
Yeah.
You come in the house, she's a total flop. Literally a total flop. Chickpeas this, washing up this. Yep. Who cares? Get her out. Right, go back to the primary school, Rachel. Patronise the kids there, not the housemates.
But what's wrong with her being different than the VT and being a bit down
because
in
she's
the...
lied through her teeth to get on the show.
For we were in the auditions with her.
We were the auditions.
Flaky's more interesting than
Flaky
Rachel.
Flaky is more interesting than Rachel. This is a stuffed rabbit that's more interesting than Rachel.
Okay. Karen, what were you going to say before you
rebutted
it?
I was just going to say that. To look, nobody can do a performance on that for 24/7. How many weeks have they been in the house now? Nobody can carry that through. I don't care what you say, Luke. Nobody can carry that through. They could be the brains of Britain and they still couldn't carry that through.
Karen, but don't
Luke
you agree
is the
though,
brains of Britain.
At least 60 seconds of entertainment in 9 weeks would have been slightly interesting. I'm not saying I was entertaining 24/7, but I'd say I was more entertaining in my sleep than Rachel during the day.
Karen, listen, thank you very much for that. 0871 200 1048. I like the way Luke deals with the callers. You can come again, sir. We like the way... Should we take one more call before we have a chitty? Let's go to... is Emma here for anything particular?
I think you're going to get some feisty callers
Emma,
tonight.
Hello, good evening. You're on Big Brother's Big Ears.
Hello.
Hello, Emma. Can you speak up a little bit? Because it's a rather pony line, but you're through to Luke and Bex.
Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Don't be scared of them.
Don't be scared.
You're scared of Rebecca, but not me.
Well, thanks for calling, Emma. Did you have a point, or is this it?
I've got a question and I've got a conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Oh, well, look, please, bring it on.
Let's have the question first, Emma.
Okay. I wondered if you had any ideas of what you might like to do in the future, because we really miss watching you. And we were sort of thinking Richard and Judy or Ant and Dec.
Well, I'm
like
thinking that I might like to get back on television. Oh, it was for Luke.
Sorry. Ian.
I do apologise.
Issues.
Rebecca and I, somebody said yesterday that Rebecca and I would be next to Peter and Jordan.
Oh, no, you're better than that, surely, aren't you?
Thank you, Ian.
Much better than that.
I like them.
But I do, though.
Yeah. We honestly don't know. We're just selling ourselves to the Daily Star at the moment, to be honest. Yep. I don't really know what we're doing next.
No, we've...
What do you want to do? Come on, be honest.
That would be perfect. Yeah, we'd love to do that.
We'd love to do it. I mean, Rebecca and I can't imagine not
you'd
being
love
with
to
Rebecca.
Yeah, we've got Peter and Jordan of Big Brother.
We've got interest, but that's all we're allowed to say.
I tell you the thing I noticed when you two came in, more than we noticed on the telly, is you are like a double act. Is that Luke, you'll say something and Bex will finish it off, and Bex, you'll say something and Luke, you'll have a go at her. And it is playing like a double act. I'm not saying that's what you are, but I'm saying you've got that relationship that would work well in like a chat show kind of thing, either on
Maybe
the telly
Richard
or on the
and
radio.
Judy, bit more
well,
so.
They're moving to Living TV, so let's move on to Channel 4.
Oh, why not? Why not? Paul O'Grady only has 6 weeks off a year or something. You can fill that slot, can't you? Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I seriously think you'd be good at that kind of stuff.
We want to do that.
Well,
if anyone's out there interested, give us a call.
Well, Emma, you had a conspiracy theory as well, spooky.
Oh, I like conspiracy theories. Oh, yeah. I miss that.
It's a really rubbish one.
Oh.
Okay, it's on who voted Luke out. I think it's only one person responsible, not Bex. And I think you've got to check your phone bill, Luke, when you get home, because I think it was your mum.
Oh.
I've never seen anyone so in need of a long bath, a hot dinner and a cuddle, and I reckon she was had the number on speed dial all week trying to get you out.
Your mum was trying to vote you out, Luke?
To be honest, I mean, maybe she did. Who knows? I'd like to meet somebody who actually voted me out at the moment, because I've met nothing but people who say, it's a travesty, it's a miscarriage. Well, where's the 37% that evicted me then?
37%, eight-way split, that's quite a big thing.
It's a massive number.
We were talking before we came on air about, what's your theory on why you got voted out?
My theory that I got voted out is because I isolated five sets of fans, Darnell, Kat, Mohammed, if he has any, of course, Rachel and Rex's fans. So I believe I isolated those fans. Those fans got me the 37% out.
Can I say why I think you were voted out? And this is purely as a viewer and as someone talking to people phoning in. I think people got tired of the bitching. I think it was very funny. Uh-huh. It was very funny at the start. And then I think people just got tired of it. I don't know, Gemma, is that unfair, do you think? I'm trying to be honest.
We were big fans of yours at the beginning, because you are such a big personality. But it did become negative.
Yes.
You know, like, it goes from being humorous to, like, that house it needed was... such an injection of fun and happiness. Yeah. It became hard to watch.
It became hard to live with.
Please don't say happiness. I hate happy.
Seriously, okay, sorry, wrong word.
It just gets too much when you're in there, and that's why people started bitching.
Oh, my word! No, Emma, no!
Oh my god! I thought I'd got rid of her.
But I tell you what was funny though, Luke, was when you got voted into. You went into hell. You got into the hell side. Oh, you were like a stroppy little 12-year-old. You were. You went miserable. Oh, it's not fair. Oh, it's not fair. And you go miserable. What was that all about? Put up with it.
Ian, think about who I was living with. It was Kat. It was Rachel. It was Darnell. It literally was the definition of hell.
Yeah.
I thought that was the only word that she knew.
Yeah.
0871 200 1048 is the telephone number if you want to give us a call. Nicole has gone in very quickly. This is Rex's girlfriend. Uh-huh. What's the point of that?
Let's hope he loses his hair and becomes an absolute Rex. Wreck, I mean. Sorry, pardon the pun. And
God, that was awful.
Be quiet, Rebecca. But yes, I believe Nicole's gone in there because ratings have slipped because Rebecca and I have been kicked out by the great British public.
What do you think of the Sprouts toss? Do you reckon you could do
I
that?
Can't stand Sprouts personally. I hate Sprouts. So Mikey is such a trooper.
You know what you miss when you're watching yourselves on YouTube?
What?
You missed Mikey.
You missed nothing really, but
no, I'm sorry.
It was great.
If all they've got to show is Mike eating a few sprouts, then there's something
wrong. No wonder ratings are plummeting.
But he wasn't just eating sprouts. He was chewing them up. He was masticating to make them soft.
It was the most disgusting
masticator.
Putting them in a bucket.
Don't, Rebecca. You said masticating.
Yes, he'll explain it to you later.
Not a word.
Chewing it, putting it in a bucket so that it was soft, and then eating the soft stuff that he chewed already.
God. And then he tipped it all over his head.
Oh, Mikey, what?
It was really. My eyes are literally watering. I could have, like, vomited.
Guys, lost it.
Why would he do...
Because he's bonkers, that's why.
Ian, you know you've got your little weekly thing on Big Brother, Little Brother now.
Oh, yeah, Big Brother, Little Brother.
I reckon they should test you because as we were watching it, you were like, yeah, I eat 40 sprouts with a roast dinner.
I could eat 40 sprouts and go, no worries. But not raw.
How much would we have to pay you to eat Mikey's regurgitated sprouts?
Oh, you dirty man!
Regurgitated, you to be a word of it, yes!
Luke is rubbing off on Bex.
She's rubbing off on me, Ian.
As we speak, watch on the webcam.
They've got a bit of cash at the moment after that shoot, so you might take them up on that and get a bit
of Guess
what? Regurgitate sprout.
Apropos nothing. My girlfriend got a text the other day from Duncan Bannatyne in the Dragon's Den, inviting us to go and stay in his villa in France.
Are you going?
We can't. We're busy doing this, isn't it?
Forget this, Ian. Go.
No. I can't believe it. Anyway,
That's the most excited I've seen you throughout Big Brother 9.
I know. I was well excited. Now, I know the answer to this. The house, a poorer place since you two left?
Yes. Mm.
Must be.
Definitely. When Rebecca left, it was like losing a limb and I was literally bored stiff in that house. I then left and caught a highlight show the other night. Why did they call it a highlight show? There's no highlights.
Dale was actually chasing a moth. That's how interesting. That's all they had to show.
Oh,
Dale chasing a moth.
Are you going to get married in Las Vegas?
When are we? Because it's news to us, to be honest. Yeah, so, that was, what's that about?
No, we never said that. Well, Luke said it, but I didn't.
If you do, can we come?
Well, who knows?
I'm all right, cheers, but thanks. We've got a caller. We've got Jenny on the line. Hello, Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny, you're through to Luke and Bex. What do you want to say to them?
Who do you think will go out of Stuart and Dale, or who do you want to go?
Well, to be honest, Jenny, I predicted that Dale would be up. I thought it was Dale versus Lisa personally, but Dale is up. I believe that Stuart will go against
really?
Dale. Yes, Rebecca.
Why?
Yes.
Why do you say that? Because I think Dale will go.
No, I believe that the public...
You know what? I think they should just chuck Mohammed out.
Yes! Yes!
No!
No!
No! Wait a minute.
We are friends of Mohammed.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Mohammed has been victimised, bullied, scapegoated since day one. All of you.
I'm sorry.
Had much more outlandish behaviour than he did, and it's just been Mohammed, it's all your fault. I'm sure he eats too much.
Luke, you're frustrated. You're frustrated. Tell
us. I'm sure he farts and stinks. That's not, you know, I don't think he's, you know, attractive, whatever. It's not nice. Right. That's not nice. Oh. But people have behaved a hell of a lot more badly in that house.
One at a time.
Jeremy, you're getting very passionate.
I am. I've got both of you here. Luke,
tell us why you despise Mohammed with a vengeance.
Because he shoved his tongue down Rebecca's throat. That was only one of the reasons.
And she hated it every second.
She did hate every second. You better have hated every second.
She loved it.
She did not, Ian. No, Ian, no.
Whose suggestion was it? Yours?
No, I don't. Who suggested it? Which Muppet suggested it? But no, seriously,
you
Gemma.
You said
what,
Muppet.
What I'm saying, yes, that isn't swearing. If I say it, it means it isn't swearing. Right.
All right, okay.
But listen, what I'm saying is, though, Gemma, Mohammed, he has been victimised, you are, and of a spitting, getting spat in his face. That, I mean, that's no laughing matter whatsoever. But what I'm saying is, though, Gemma, to actually live with him 24-7, he's insufferable, big word. He's insufferable. He honestly is. He does nothing but moan, eat, sleep, drink, and on a basic budget.
Awful. And he's not interested.
On a rationed budget, and he's drinking more coffee than anybody else and eating more than anybody else, and I'm 7.5 stone going to 5.5 stone, and he's there with more belly than me. I'm sorry, but I can't live with somebody like that.
He's entertaining though.
There's the tumbleweed Ian flying straight past you.
But okay, Jenny, who do you think is going to go out of Stuart and Dale? That was the question, I think, wasn't it?
Is she still there?
I don't know, Stuart, I think, because he wants to go more.
I think Dale's going to go, but I think Dale's going to go.
13-year-old girls will keep Dale in. They want to see Dale.
But they want to see Stuart's hunkier and better looking than Dale, isn't he?
He's just as.
I think I would, if I was...
I am sat right here, remember that.
I'm not going to answer, but I think Dale will go.
A bit boring, I think, to vote to have those two for an eviction week, isn't it? It's a bit of a dull one, though, just have those two up against
each
other.
What happened to Rex? How come Rex has skipped a week?
Everyone loves Rex now.
Oh, I love Rex, but how does he escape it?
You got Rex.
To see what's going to happen with him and Nicole. Like him,
All right, okay. Just a second, I have to press a few buttons. Hang on.
Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.
Ian Lee and Gemma Kearney on Big Brother's Big Ears.
So on tonight's show, as we've been mentioning, Stuart and Dale have reached breaking point. It seems the two chiseled gladiators are bored of playing second fiddle to Lisa for the biggest hunk in the house, and they want out.
Stuart is homesick and misses his little girl. Aww. And Dale
shouldn't have gone on the show. Shouldn't have gone on the show,
good point.
I think. Yeah.
I totally agree.
If you've got little kiddies, I think it's wrong to go on there, to be honest.
I agree.
And Dale can't wait to be reunited with Northeast answer to Monet, Jennifer.
She won't be interested in when he comes out.
Have you seen the
magazine?
No, what were they saying?
Massive headline, Jen back with her ex-husband. Picture of Dale's face. Ain't looking good, Ian.
It would be great if the husband was there to meet him as he came out.
Put him on BBLB.
Oh, no, but he loves her.
Oh, well, tough.
Let's hear from this week's nominees, Dale and Stuart.
Are you not enjoying living in the Big Brother house at the moment?
Oh. Yeah, that's why I'm losing my voice. Seriously, that's why. Because that's the one thing that I've
You know what's really good to help that, Sarah? Right. Stop singing.
Yeah, like I don't think you'll speak to Sarah a lot now. Or as much, anyway.
We haven't even had the Noms pod open today. So, what heaven's about this week, I really don't know.
A lighter on a lead, and that's gonna make it more heavenly.
When new people come in, everyone tries to be best mates with them.
Yeah.
For, like, straight away.
Yeah, best.
Oh, I love you. Let's get matching tattoos.
Basically, you don't like Lisa, do you?
Yeah.
That doesn't really fill me with
joy.
Any form of happiness.
Any sense of enjoyment whatsoever. Everyone's sort of slowly depressing themselves even more.
I want to be up for nomination. And I'm hoping that tomorrow, I'm up for nomination.
Big Brother is listening.
Oh, I've never heard that before. That was spooky, wasn't
it? Quite exciting.
Look, now listen, this is... what did you make of those two whinging and whining away?
I understand what they're saying, to be honest, because if I had lasted more than a week, I would have done exactly the same thing to get myself out. That house is becoming quite intolerable, another big word. And to be honest, I empathise with them, but Stuart has a young daughter. He shouldn't have gone on the show. He should have seriously thought about it.
Listen, you were saying the psychiatrist was going to come and see you if you were there another week.
Yes, they told me that...
Flaky is not a real person, Luke.
Be quiet, Rebecca. but yes, that's true. Because of how attached I become to Rabbit Flake, he became...
Rabbit.
Be quiet, Rebecca. He became symbolic. Rebecca, I cuddle him every night, and they told me I had to see the psychologist because of my deteriorating mental state.
Has he been frisked? Has he got any knives in his socks or anything? I'm a little bit worried.
I'm not going to stab you.
No, he still won't.
Gemma, however, you defended Mohammed. Maybe I would stab you. Who knows?
He still won't give me the rabbit back. I tried to take it off the bed.
I have custody over the rabbit now, Rebecca.
I have sole custody. And he actually took it off me.
Look, are you not frustrated? This is your week. She's banging on like a Olympics.
Rebecca, you leech. You parasite. Listen, you had your week last week and it's my turn. Go back on YouTube and watch clips of yourself. Go, Rebecca, go.
Right, I'll go.
You've been shafted by Lou.
I will go, but I'll be waiting out there with toothpaste bombs for you for when you return.
Toothpaste bombs.
I'm going to make some up for you.
Go and fetch me a mocho.
Oh, God, no.
Go and get out. Your man has spoken.
Right, bye.
She's actually going.
Loser. 0871 200 1048 if you'd like to speak to Luke. Goodbye.
What? Get me a cup of tea.
I wouldn't mind one either, actually.
Nothing!
Now, well done, Luke. Let's put her in a place.
Thank
Since
you,
Luke's eviction, you lot have been posting big up questions.
Big up.
For him. We've had more questions tonight than we've had for any other housemate. So, what we've decided to do is just ask Luke questions that you want to ask. We're going to start with the questions that have been most bigged up and see how many we get through by the end of the night.
Okay.
That's what the big up was.
There we go. Right, okay. So you've got some questions there, Joe.
Big up questions for Luke, but this is from Shannon. Hey, Luke, now you and Bex are dating, are you going to stay in and watch Murder, She Wrote, or are you going to go out clubbing?
Compromise, I think. Bit of both. I will be watching Murder, She Wrote. Rebecca will be unconscious with a bottle of wine.
Did you see Murder, She Wrote today?
I didn't, unfortunately.
Jessica Fletcher, right, was playing her British cousin. It was all set in Britain.
I've got that episode on DVD.
And she's got
fantastic.
It's the weirdest thing. And they're all doing these terrible English accents. Yes. What, no, why was she doing that?
Obviously, they've run out of money that week on the budget. But yes, I love that episode. I have it on DVD. My mum has it.
You
on
two are really
DVD.
Freaking me out.
Are you not a fan of Diagnosis Murder?
I haven't watched much of it, but
it's good.
I'll look into it.
I think you'd like it.
Thank you.
Big on. We've got a question from Mel22. Hey, Luke. In the Daily Star, it says that you and Bex were thinking of getting married. Is this true? Also, who would you invite to the wedding from the house? Good question.
Right,
there.
Rebecca and I are not getting married. That it was a bit strange. But they said, would she make a good wife? I said, I imagine she would make a good wife. What sort of wedding would I have? I said, I'm not into a Whitechapel wedding, horse-drawn carriage, all that tripe. I prefer one of these glitzy, cheesy, Elvis Presley-style vicar Vegas weddings. That's where that quote came from.
Right.
Who would you invite from the house? Dale, Stuart, Lisa, Mario, Mikey, that's it. The rest of them can watch it or read it.
Mario's a nice fellow. I met Mario for the first time last week.
Huge
what a nice
fan
bloke.
Of Mario.
Yeah, I was a big supporter of Mario.
He was like, Mario and Lisa were like patriot figures to me in the house. They were like, big word, or she's not here anymore.
You don't, yeah, we understand what you're saying, don't worry.
Thank God. And yes, they were like my mum and dad, surrogate parents in the house. I love Mario and Lisa, big
he
fans.
He loves Lisa as well.
I think Lisa is one of the most attractive women. I think she's stunning.
She is.
I think she's stunning. And I think she's definitely going to make it to the final. The closer we get, the more I think
definitely.
She might win.
Lisa to win, definitely.
Yeah. We are Lisa, big okay. Lisa fans.
That's
big
nice to hear.
Okay, Twirly Girly says, if you had to choose between Bex and politics, which would you choose?
Well, you see, I mean, Gordon Brown's ratings are lower than mine at the moment, and everybody needs somebody like Rebecca by their side. So to be honest, Bex or politics?
Come on.
Oh, sweet or sour, I'm going to have to go with Rebecca.
Whoa!
Are you suggesting that if Gordon Brown had Bex by his side, he's, as well as getting rid of the stamp duty, he would go up in
his
the
ratings would soar. They would love him because everybody needs Rebecca as a political. I would make a politician now because I've got a political scandal. Rebecca is my scandal. It's fantastic.
Big up. Benny 2877 says, "What a ridiculous name." Rebecca answered my question on Big Ears last week. So what? So my question...
Nice.
What's irrelevant? It's irrelevant to this. So my question to you, Luke, is, are your feelings as real as they seemed in the house? I'm rooting for you two.
100% genuine. When Rebecca... I'm actually filling with tears here. When Rebecca kissed Mohammed...
He's not, dear listener. I can't see anything in his eyes there.
Quiet, Ian.
Sorry.
When Rebecca kissed Mohammed, literally, it was like someone took a baseball bat to my chest and... For that sort of feelings to be invoked from me and let somebody that close to me, honestly, you can't fake that sort of feelings. And Rebecca's eviction to fight back tears. And literally, I don't cry at funerals. Mm. I didn't cry at me.
You did get upset.
I was mortified. Yes, they're 100% genuine. I can't fake it for
Rebecca. The shot after, it was horrible. It was classic telly, though. The shot after she snogged Mohammed was you looked...
Literally, I thought somebody punched me in the chest.
We were laughing, but...
Thanks, Ian. I'm a fan of yours as well.
But we're not coming to the wedding anymore, are we?
No, not at all.
Let's move on.
Looking at your BT, this is from Rog, by the way. He's a regular. Then how you looked later in the eviction nights. It seems out of all the housemates, you went on the biggest journey in the house. Oh. How do you think the experience has changed you?
It's changed me in lots of ways, in the sense that I can tolerate women like Rebecca. I never used to associate myself with anybody like Rebecca, a girl who drinks, smokes, swears, and very loud. And I've got more than a burger before going to the house with Rebecca. She has literally, in a sense, transformed a lot about me, and the house itself has transformed a lot about me. I can literally punch my way out of a paper bag. And I couldn't before, so now I can.
Oh, you could crush a grape. We'll take a break for this for a second. So we've got loads of callers. 0871 200 1048. Hitty.
Hi
Hitty. You? You're through
Hi,
to Luke.
Hello. You're
Hello.
Right. Hi, Luke. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi. Rebecca's gone. I've sent her out. She's giving me a cup of tea.
Oh, OK. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
I'm fine. The two of you were
the greatest couple ever in the BB house, I think.
Oh, thank you very much.
And I was devastated when you had to leave the BB house. But I'm so happy you're together outside now. And, probably one of your biggest fans. Yeah. I really do miss you too.
Oh, thank you. Honestly, I mean, if I've ever met you, if I ever meet you, I miss you too, to be honest.
Pity, is there a question for Luke?
Yes.
Could you get to it, please?
Okay, I just want to ask you, Luke, you're a good negotiator. Don't you think if you negotiate with Bibi to get the two of you back into the house, it would be, with one of their special prices, it would be the best idea of the year?
I totally agree with 100%. Of course, there'd probably be an Ofcom outrage if Rebecca and I were placed back into the house, but you never know, there's always Celebrity Big Brother. No, that was endless reality TV stars.
Oh,
well, just go for it. Don't miss it, please, on our behalf.
Okay. Thank you.
You're fiddling with knobs. I can't hear the phone calls if you do that. That's the only problem. If you're fiddling with those knobs, Sorry, it's a technical thing. The producer is fiddling with knobs.
Conflict in the biggest studio.
I can't then hear the phone calls.
Luke's off as well now.
It's too quiet in my cans. Patrick, turn it up, sir. Let's go to Sharon. Hello, Sharon.
Hello, Ian.
Hello there, Sharon. I can barely make you out, but let's see what happens.
I can hear you, so right, I can hear you.
Okay, you can do the work.
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm not really bothered, to be honest. But...
Hi, Sharon.
Right, this is a question for Luke and Rebecca, both of them.
Rebecca's not in at the moment.
She's making me a cup of tea, Sharon.
Oh, isn't she? Well, I'll leave it to Luke then.
Yeah, go on.
The Daily Star shoot, the infamous Daily Star shoot. How much of that was real and how much of it was actually just for the money?
Sharon, let me be realistic.
Tell us the truth, Luke.
I will tell you the truth. I'm an honest guy. I pride myself on honesty, to be honest. And Sharon, a lot of it was real in the sense that if Rebecca and I were to go into a bath and take a photo of ourselves, then that would be real. Instead, somebody paid us to do it. If we were lying on a bed, literally, I mean, Rebecca and I, we haven't bathed together. We have obviously shared a bed. And of course, we've been in the pool together, obviously in the Big Brother house. So a lot of it is real. And, of course, then the Daily Star wanted an article with us and some questions and stuff.
And they gave you lots of money.
And, you know, controversy creates cash. Yeah. And they did give us lots of money. I mean, Sharon, be under no illusion, everybody in that house wants something out of it, whether it's McVitie's endorsements for Kat or a music career for Darnell.
And yours was Rebecca.
Something like, you get something like $2,000 or $3,000 for those shoots, don't you? That's all right, isn't it?
I have no clue. I've not seen the money yet, to be honest, Ian. Okay, but no, honestly.
It's going to get a bit more, I reckon. That was quite a steamy shoot.
It is quite steamy.
He knows. Look, he's just blinking like, yeah, it's
good
a bit
lad.
More.
He's no fool. Let's take another quick call. 0871 200 1048, by the way, if you want to call. It's Joel.
All right, there, Ian. How's it going?
Yes, all right. Joe, how's it going with you, mate?
Yeah, good, mate.
You had a good night, Joe. You had a good night, have you?
I have, yeah.
Got a few babies in.
Night, watched it.
Yeah.
Knocked them back.
Good lads.
I've got a question for Luke anyway.
Hi, Joel.
That's a coincidence, yes.
All right, Luke, how's it going?
I'm very well, thank you.
We could be here all night with Joel.
I've got a question to you about your political views, and I was just wondering...
Wow, this is a
first. If your ideas on group behaviour within modern society have changed... since you've been in the Big Brother house?
I think that's a good question.
That's a fantastic question. And to be honest, Joe, I have to agree with you. It has, in a sense, that I've never been put in such a confined environment. And it has changed because people react in different ways. But I believe one of the major problems in society is binge drinking. And I saw that in the house when Darnell, the night it was fight night or whatever, and the night of Dennis's ejection, it showed what alcohol could do and fuel really bad group situation. So I totally agree with you in the sense that what happened in the house reflects what is happening on the nation and binge drinking. And one of the reasons I don't drink is because I want to prove not all students drink. And being a politics student, that's even better to prove I don't drink because most politicians do drink.
Joel, I'm sure you're making up for where Luke and I don't drink, aren't you?
Yep.
No, I was just
wondering, Ian, as well, who had the biggest ears out of you and Gemma?
The biggest ears? Well, let's look. Can you tell us who has the big... Gemma, take your headphones off. Who's got the biggest ears out of me?
I've actually got quite big ears.
Yeah, well, those are whoppers.
I've got really big lobes.
Please don't mention earlobes to me.
Oh, nice.
Yes, yeah, I'll go with Gemma.
Maybe you could, measure them, and then, on next week's show, tell us how many millimetres bigger your earlobes are to Ian's.
Have you got an ear fetish, Joel?
I'd like that.
Yeah. Joel, yes.
No. I was just wondering.
Yeah, all right, then.
Of course you were. Well, Joel, it's a real pleasure to talk to you, and make sure the nurse locks your room after this phone call.
See you later, Joe. Have a good night.
Flipping.
What the heck was that guy about?
You know what?
He knocked more than a few back. He knocked a brewery back.
Flipping heck.
I might leave you two to it. You two love each other.
If you ever have a week off, he's filling in for you. You know that, don't you? We and Luke are hanging out after this. We're getting on.
I'm going to go and hang out with Rebecca.
Oh, yes.
Right, one person that is definitely finding things hard in the house is Darnell.
Oh, no.
He may share the same silky sound as Craig David.
Cookie love.
Oh, no.
But apparently, he doesn't have the same luck with the ladies. Oh. Darnell has officially lost his mojo.
Thank God.
Big Brother is listening.
Darnell, this does not look good. Seriously, your leg is in between my legs and you're on top of me. Oh my God, I can't believe he just said that to me.
I didn't realise what I was saying until I said it.
Do you know what he said? There's two pictures in my T-shirt, right? No, I'm scared of you now.
I'm sorry, I'll never do it again. Look, I'm just a little embarrassed about the heart thing, that's it.
Because I've never had a guy say anything like that to me before and I just felt a bit upset.
All right, cool, thanks. Do you want to kick me in the nuts as well?
Oh, Darnell is scaring me. Can I sleep with you in your bed tonight?
Oh my God, are you joking? That was a joke! Oh my God, I just want to slap you silly. So what's happening now is blown out proportion of something so minor, and he's making this big thing like, you know, he's not going to talk to me.
I was just uncomfortable in the luxury bedroom. It's a boy-girl thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, nothing major, nothing that's going to make anybody go crazy or nothing. I'm over it now.
No, it's cool. If that's all it is, everything's cool. I'm going to explain it and you'll be fine. I'll be fine. Da-da-da.
Just having an off-air chat about whether I thought Bex and Luke's relationship was genuine. Yes, especially the last couple of weeks. Yes.
Thank you, Ian.
I don't trust Bex though at all. I'll be careful of her if I were you.
Yes, I don't trust Rebecca at all.
You're not a fan of Darnell, are you?
Not at all.
Why?
Biggest game player in the host, stabs everyone in the back, and wants the 100 grand.
Oh, Gemma's back. You had a nice wee-wee.
Missed you.
I knew I couldn't trust you.
This is the thing. This is the thing that annoys me about you, Luke.
Yep.
Oh, he wants 100. Oh, she wants 100. You want the 100.
I know where
grand.
This is going, right? Okay.
You wanted the 100.
I was edited badly. Darnell spoke about that check more than me. Listen, right. The music video task that everybody did, right?
Yeah.
Darnell, this is when I first realised Darnell was the biggest game player in the house, because he came up to me that day and said, Luke, you know what's going to happen, don't you? I said, no. He said, they're going to get more air time than us. I thought, for a guy who said he doesn't come back into the final, he's concerned about who's getting air time.
Yeah.
But didn't you two also say to each other AT or something?
Yeah, that was the word. That's where it spawned from, so to speak.
Right.
That whole AT thing.
Right.
And 100 grand, I never went in it to win it. My final was spending my 21st birthday in the host. I did that, check, and then I lasted 2 weeks later.
Check.
So I'm done, you know what I mean? 100 grand, everybody wants the 100 grand, but Darnell will go to great lengths, I believe, to get it. And literally, you know, the best bit is he's got his friends, so to conscious you can't see the air quotes friends inside the house. I keep thinking I'm on TV, it's radio.
It's alright, we have got a webcam, you can wait.
Oh right, yeah, there we go. And basically Darnell will stab every single person in the house in the back, just like Kat will and just like Rachel.
Now you mentioned Darnell's friends on the phone now. We're joined by a good friend of Darnell. Sovereign wrote Darnell his letter, the one that disappointed him this weekend. Sovereign, are you on the line, sir?
Hello there.
Hey man, how's it going?
Yeah.
Now, Sovereign, listen, I've been away in the United States of America.
Okay.
So I missed the letter that you wrote. Can you just briefly tell us what was in the letter that you wrote to Darnell?
Basically, I just told him to just be calm and not to try and play games like everybody else, and just to get on with enjoying his time in the house for the last couple of weeks. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Was it disappointing for you to see that he was disappointed by your letter?
I didn't even notice I didn't actually catch that bit. I didn't know he was actually disappointed. It's a disappointment to know that he was disappointed.
And what do you make of Sarah?
I think she's very devious, mate, and she's played him to the team, mate, and I think he's just played right into her hands.
Luke, you're nodding about that.
Yeah,
I don't trust her at all.
I'm not a big fan of Darnell, but I totally agree with what you said, though, about Sarah. She is, I believe, from what the clips I've seen and what I've read and stuff, she seems to be like thinking that Darnell's a potential winner. I'm not going to win the show. Let's leech onto Darnell. I think that's where she's going with that one.
She's a little bit of a tease as well, getting all the boys to touch her up and Mikey touching her.
Did you notice, though, Ian, I'm conscious you're here as well, Gemma, did you notice, Ian and Gemma, that on that first week the show came into the host, she did nothing but touch everybody.
Yeah,
then suddenly, we all thought it was a secret task and My Heart of Pioneer and stuff. Then she suddenly stopped and I noticed she got friendly with Darnell. Obviously, Darnell's gagging for it with her. I mean, you know, the guy's obsessed with sex. He's admitted that. Which is fine, you know. I believe everybody should be obsessed with sex.
Now you do, don't you?
I wouldn't say he's obsessed, but because of his appearance and everything, I don't think he gets much, you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, does he not?
I wouldn't say he's obsessed with it, you know what I mean?
You know, the thing
is,
though...
That's interesting, though.
Yeah, it is interesting, because I would have thought he would have got plenty of it. He's a good-looking fella and everything.
He is actually a good-looking fellow, but he's albino at the end of the day, and a lot of people don't see that as a normality, and he's quite temperamental about that. And, most of the things that happen to him, his reaction is not because... He doesn't like the reaction. It's because he thinks the reaction is due to who he is, and he's very complex about himself. Do you know what I mean?
He is a very complex character.
So it's just a big complex that's going to affect. He's going to think about it quite a lot and be worried about people.
He does overthink things.
He will read deeply into everything, and you can hear that by the way he thinks. You know what I'm saying?
He's going to get lucky, maybe a bit more when he comes out.
When he comes out, Darnell is going to get so much action you will not believe it. It'll be sore.
It will be good for him, mate. It will change him as a person. Darnell doing this has been good for him anyway.
Darnell has gone. Sovereign, have you been getting any action on the strength of knowing Darnell?
No.
The name like Sovereign, you think he would, reigning supreme and all that?
Now,
I've been doing quite a lot of turning down, actually.
Oh,
that's
really?
That's the spirit, Sovereign. Me too.
Now, Darnell has gone bonkers the last few weeks. There's no doubt about it. Will he be able to get his mental strength back?
To be honest, on the face of things at the moment, I doubt it. I just think he's not used to taking hits like that. He's a genuine guy, and because... he's being so genuine and so open with people, and they're using his openness against him. For him, I think it's too much for him to comprehend, and normally his reaction would probably be to give you a slap, to be honest, but do you know what I'm saying? Or just walk away from the situation.
Sovereign,
you know what I'm saying?
Listen, man, it's very nice to talk to you. Thank you very much.
Okay, no problem.
Cheers, fella. Take care.
Thank you, Sovereign. Good night.
If you want to give us a call, I've got to read this again. Sorry, Gemma. 0871 200 1048. 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from a BT landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost more. But we phone you back. So you call us up, we take your name and number, and we call you back. You can send your message in to us by texting EARS, followed by your comment, to 83188. Text are charged at user standard network rate. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/bigbrother. Damn you, Richard and Judy and Ant and Deck, for making me have to read that. It's their fault altogether.
Certainly is.
Yes. do you want to do top of six, or shall I do? I don't mind. It's nameless.
So last Friday, Luke was unceremoniously swapped for the most beautiful girl in the world.
What?
Rex's teenage lover, Nicole.
How old is she?
19.
The most beautiful girl in the world to Rex.
Yeah, she's all right looking.
She is, but in that room, suspect number six was stunning. I'm sorry, it's admirable that he sees his girlfriend as the most beautiful girl in the world, but there's that and then there's delusion.
Yes,
Since then, things haven't been all peachy. They've got on the housemates' nerves, our nerves, each other's nerves, but at least Nicole has her own makeup now.
Plastic vents. It's ridiculous. Just already causing tension.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I've got muscles.
Oi. Nicole.
What?
Ignoring me for?
No, I'm not.
Don't ignore me then.
Woo. 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 Woo.
And all these things she wants to talk about is only going to turn into something nasty. Or possibly losing my girlfriend on national television.
Ooh, boobies. Rex has got boobies.
What's wrong?
Stop making me look like an idiot.
I'm not.
You are. You need to get to know people, not just stay with Rex.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Oi, I'm lying down here. Don't be horrible.
I'm not being horrible.
Already.
I'm horrible. Rex.
I'll find out.
I said you should know me. You should know the answer, so don't...
Yeah.
We do argue, though. Gosh. But over ridiculous things. Always. Go to bed.
Talk to me.
Osh.
Now listen, 0871 200 1048. Rex, were you a fan of Rex? Because everyone hated Rex in there, and then suddenly everyone loves Rex, and he's playing a little devious game as well.
Of course he is. Rex wants to plug his restaurants. £100,000 we were dropping the ocean to Rex. You know, intentionally plugging his restaurants, his 7 million restaurants, you know, he can cook 1 million dishes an hour and stuff like that. But you see with Rex, when I found was, in the first couple of weeks, I described him as arrogant and egomaniac, obnoxious. Then I realised that Rebecca's last week in the house, in heaven. Uh-oh. I realised that obnoxious, arrogant, egomaniac side of him was actually part of his human. I got him more in the house in the last week and stuff. So I do like Rex, but he's very rude, and some of the things he said to Lisa especially are very out of order.
What's he said to Lisa? I know what he said to Rachel.
Constant snide digs at Lisa. I'll not forget the head of house presidential breakfast thing that we had. Yeah. And Rex had moved to heaven and Lisa was putting hair in each snidely dig. Oh, we'll have to contend with Lisa's cooking now then, won't we?
Oh.
And Lisa's a housewife. She's more of a domestic goddess. She knows how to cook.
I mean, you can't be nasty to Lisa.
And he's constantly having snide digs
at
her.
I think he was a bit... I know you hate Rachel, but I think he was a bit...
I don't hate. Hate's a strong word.
He was unnecessarily...
Despise?
Strong dislike.
Okay.
I know that you're not a fan, but...
I'm not a fan.
I felt like he was just a bit much.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, how he treats women and how he spoke to Nicole after the times I've noticed is a bit out of order.
It is how he treats
women.
What woman
is going to put up with Rex if he didn't have his mouth violence?
Well, there is that, but some chicks love that kind of treatment, you know? I don't know.
Oh, some chicks do. S&M and all that, they love it, don't they?
Oh, you've shocked me by saying that. Let's move on to a phone call. It's Leah.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, Leah. How's
Leah,
it going?
Hi, Leah. Where have you been?
I've been away. I've been sunning myself.
Check you out.
Well, you're through to Luke. It must be a dream come true.
It is. I've been dreaming for this for the longest time. How are you, darling?
Hi, Leah. I'm very well, thank you.
You're good?
Yes, I'm very well. Are you good?
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just here watching some of Big Mouth.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, well, we're here just doing a radio show, so do you want to get to the point, love?
You know how rude he is.
I'm telling you. I mean, and what I'd like to know is, you know, how's things going with Bex, and are you going to milk it for all it's worth?
Oh, good question. You're going to milk Bex for all she's worth?
Well, probably Bex is milking me. I have no chance of milking Rebecca.
That it's going to create...
What I want to say about Rebecca is in the fact that, yes, Rebecca and I are, again, literally, she's my best friend. She's my best friend in the house. Coming outside the house, I still have these feelings for Rebecca, you know, we're constantly. But, like, if people want to come and talk to us, which is crazy to me, I'm not used to this, like, Z-list reality TV status. This is all news. I didn't expect this. I thought 2 weeks in the house, go back to Wigan, nobody will like you. 2 months, everybody wants to know about me and Bex, and Bex and I. And we would have got together, I think, like... Anyway, regardless of or not, people want to pay to talk to us. So if people want to pay to talk to us and we're glad to do it and still be together and things, it's fantastic, to be honest. I'm really, we're very overwhelmed by the reaction.
Seeing them here tonight, it's obviously they're a genuine couple and they like each other very much. And that. So are you convinced there's someone on the outside who's not met them?
I mean, definitely, I think that, you know, if the media attention will make them probably want to be a couple, whereas they could probably just remain friends. I mean, what are they going to do? Are they going to use that you know, the media want to see them as a couple? Will he use that and take it to his advantage? That's what I'm asking.
Well, he's answered that.
Well, no, let me explain. I definitely will. I mean, I want to be a couple with Rebecca. Rebecca, I didn't know what my stereotypical girl was, what my type was, but Rebecca is my type now. Rebecca's really ticking all the boxes for me in the sense of a girlfriend material. Really, she is. And in a sense of girlfriend material. So, yes, I do want to be with Rebecca. I'm more than convinced, she does want to be with me. And if the media wants to spin that, even when we are an official couple, then let the media spin it.
Okay, Leah. Oh, crikey, I need to let that fly. Leah, thank you very much. Let's go to Sam. Hello, Sam.
Hello, Sam.
Sam, sorry, I've got to ask the question. Is it a male Sam or a lady Sam? I can't tell from your voice.
It's a man. It's a male.
Okay, so sometimes you know. Well, I'm glad that's cleared up, Sam.
You
can never be too sure. What can we do for you, Sam?
I was ringing to speak to Luke.
Hi, Sam.
Okay, fine.
Hello. I've got a question for you, Luke.
Shoot.
Okay, I wondered, if you didn't go on Big Brother, but you still met Rebecca on the outside world, do you think your relationship would have gone the way that it has done?
Well, let me tell you, Sam. I've never been to a nightclub in my life, so I couldn't really imagine. Seriously, I'm deadly serious. I wouldn't know what to do in a nightclub. To be honest, I don't drink, so what would I do? Get a lemonade and boogie on the dance floor with my smooth moves? I don't think so. So, I thought to myself, how would I meet a girl like Rebecca on the outside? I wouldn't. But let's hypothetically say I went to a nightclub with a girl like Rebecca with these massive double F or whatever breasts are, just a guess. I've had a feel, but I have no clue what breast sizes are, Ian, to be honest. Gemma, I mean, you are probably better than that than me. But literally, so if I met Rebecca on the outside, I mean, I don't know how I would have been with Rebecca, but literally, how the house has helped us, and you're in the house for so long and accelerates any form of friendship and relationship to, like, not for the one date, it's like 70 dates, so it's been fantastic. Rebecca and I are getting on extremely well. We're exactly the same on the outside as we were on the inside.
Brilliant. I'm pleased for you both.
Thank you, Sam.
He did sound pleased, didn't he?
He did sound pleased. I like to listen to pleased people.
Yeah. Well,
just ask Rebecca.
If you...
Right. Where is Rebecca? I want to bring her back.
Leave her out there. Where's this cup of tea she's bringing me?
I sent a really good email. As soon as if you can get her back in before the end of the show.
No, please don't.
No,
bother.
I've got.
Hi, I'm Steph. You can contact us by calling 0871 200 1048. Calls cost 10 pence a minute from BT Landline. Calls from other networks may vary, and from mobiles will cost considerably more. Terms and conditions for our phone and text services can be found at channel4.com/Big Brother.
Big Brother. Sponsored by the Daily Bonus from Virgin Mobile.
Gemma, do you want to tell the world what just happened there?
I can't believe that.
God, we started playing this.
Hi, I'm Steph.
Okay, at that point, Luke says in the studio, mic's down, who's Steph?
That's so bad.
And he meant it.
Hi, I'm Steph.
Literally, who's guys, Steph? You have to understand, she's only in the house 8 days, and I was in the 56, something like that. So
that is shocking stuff.
Please don't tell her.
Rebecca was out partying for her the other night.
I'm disgusted, I know.
Who's Steph? Flipping
wow.
it.
Wow.
You're listening to Big Brother's Big Ears, 0871 200 1048. 10 minutes if you want to give Luke a call. First, we've got some more of these.
Big up.
Go to page two, because we've sort of done those ones, I think, in the questions.
Let's do this, okay. Hi, Luke, Gemma and Ian. Hello. Love the show. Good.
Well done.
Luke, if there had been a girl housemate who was like you in almost every way, do you think you would have still fallen for Rebecca? That's the ghost whisperer.
Well, to be honest, ghost whisperer, who thinks of these names?
I know, it's
but
amazing.
Yes, I honestly believe I would have still fallen for Rebecca in the sense that I think I need somebody like Rebecca now to balance me out, because I don't drink a smur.
Can I just quickly, because I wasn't going to forget. Will you maybe start having a bit of a tipple now?
No, I don't believe I will, because that would be changing parts of my personality, I believe. Right. I honestly don't need
Aren't
drink.
Are you intrigued?
Honestly, drink doesn't interest me whatsoever. No, honestly, Gemma, okay. I mean, I don't chastise people who drink. I've nothing against them. Parents drink, my sister drinks. It's nothing, just not my personal preference. But yeah, Rebecca and I are completely opposites, polar opposites, but balance each other out in good ways. So, no, I think I still would have fallen. I don't want a girl who's the female equivalent to me, no, definitely not.
Big up! Now, if you hadn't taken part in the Big Brother... Oh, no, you said that one, sorry. Oh, no, hang on.
No, it's different.
There's a different one, but it's similar.
This is why I get muddled.
It's similar.
Been a long day,
Ian. It has been a very long time. Kitty Cat 2 says, Luke, who is the person you would least like to win?
Least like to win? Oh, there's so many. I would say Mohammed. Literally, it would be a miscarriage of justice, a travesty on the nation if Mohammed won. But again, he only has, like, what? Gemma and his family as fans, so I'm guessing, what, 10 max?
Mm. Oh, I kind of want him to win. Just to
No, Gemma,
you.
No. Oh.
Big up!
Okay, from watching The Housemates from the outside, has it changed your opinion of Rachel or any of the other housemates from Chelly Belly?
Chelly Belly, oh my word. No, it's not changed my opinion in the sense that I watched the highlight show and they're exactly the same. Other than Mikey isn't being edited correctly. Mikey is literally hilarity guaranteed and he deserves a lot more airtime, so to speak. I'd rather watch Mikey swear and smoke. Well, no, he doesn't smoke. I'd rather watch Mikey swear than watch Rachel wash up.
No, not after the vomiting.
Oh, you know, Sprout.
I haven't seen that clip. Oh. But, I mean, this is the guy who looked like Jabba the Hutt once he put chillies in his mouth.
Big up! Why do you say that... Oh, this is from Anox. Anox. Anox.
What?
Have I said a rude word there?
I'm not going to repeat
no,
it.
No, you haven't.
No, I haven't. Why do you say that you don't think you'd be good in bed? You shouldn't put yourself down. I'm sure Rebecca will sort you out. Ha ha.
Well, apparently, according to the Daily Star, Luke's learning all sorts of new things by the second.
I like to teach people new words, and Rebecca likes to teach people about sex, so we're doing each other a favour, so to speak. I didn't think I was good in bed. You know, some guys, like banging birds and all this tripe.
Say that one more
time.
You said that one more time.
Well, like guys like Darren Stewart and like builders and things like, like banging birds and all this tripe. I've never banged a bird. I can't imagine I'm that good in bed, to be honest. But, I mean, you could always ask Rebecca, I suppose.
Can I just say, Patrick, can we have a clip of Luke saying, I like banging birds, and have it on my hotkeys for next week's shows? Thank you very much.
What?
He
loves it.
Let's do one more of these. Oh, good. go on, you do it. Go on. Then we'll take a quick phone call.
Okay, Becca? Kind of a bit of both. Hi, Luke. How gutted were you at not being head of house? And how would you have shaken things up if you were given the chance? Kiss, kiss.
Okay, kiss, kiss. Listen, I didn't want to be head of house. Mike and I constructed a game plan to get Danella to the house. I was going to run for head of house to prove I'm due politics and I'm a good public speaker. And I believe my speech was the best without bigging myself up. Pardon the pun. And basically, I believe that...
it's like having Kenneth Williams in here, isn't it? It's unbelievable.
It was literally... Phase one was to get Darnell elected. Phase one, check, he got elected. Phase two, he screwed up the basic budget. Tick. Phase three, he got nominated. Tick. It would have been literally phase four. Should have got evicted!
Oh.
That was the plan.
Oh, you're more fun than I thought you'd be, Luke. It's nice. It's good to have you on it. Now, listen, we're nearly at the end. There's only got 5 minutes left. Now, the more observant of you Big Brother freaks will have noticed that housemates from hell have had to eat 300 Brussels sprouts today to get their nomination rights. Mikey made
and
a pretty good...
And it was
Oh, it was horrible.
I can imagine.
Oh, Mikey had a good go at it with the leftovers ending up on his head. Now, as we don't have the benefit of smelly vision... Wow. One can only imagine the smells soon to... Just play the clip, for goodness sakes.
In order for housemates from hell to earn the right to nominate, they must eat all the Brussels sprouts from a silver tray provided by Big Brother.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh. I can eat it. It's OK.
Sick bucket.
What have we got, then?
Brussels sprouts.
Oh, I love Brussels sprouts. Acknowledge defeat.
You acknowledge defeat?
Who wants to go out and tip it over my head?
Hide the air freshener in the room tonight. It's going to be proper hell. Oh, my God.
Big Brother is listening.
Okay, we've got the last few minutes of the show. Let's go to Myra. Hello, Myra.
Hi.
Hi, Myra. Oh, Myra, that's a delicious
Hello,
voice.
Myra.
Hiya, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm just wondering if you're surprised that Dale and Stuart are up for eviction this week.
No, I'm not. I'm surprised Stuart is. I thought it'd be Lisa versus Dale, to be honest. Obviously, Dale's wanted to be up for a while and prove himself and prove to himself he is good with the public or the public hate him. I do believe, however, that I think Stuart will go.
Why do you think Stuart's more likely to go over Dale?
Because 13-year-old girls love to print A4 photos off of Dale and stick it on the wall with blue tack and chewing gum, don't they? I mean, all those girls are going to ask the mum and daddy's bill player's permission to keep, evict Stuart.
Yep, okay.
Dale's staying.
Myra, listen, thank you for that. Let's go to Joel. Hello, Joel.
Hello.
Hello, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
It's a different Joel, but he's...
Hi, Joel.
You're right.
I just want to say, Luke, you're amazing. I can't actually believe you went. I think it's stupid, to be honest. You're so funny, and I don't even see why you and Bex got evicted.
Joel, thank you very much. I just don't understand. I don't quite know what happened, I suppose. Maybe I came across quite irritating and slagging people off and stuff, but I had such a good time, and the public did me a favour evicting me, to be honest, because, I could be with Bex and all that. And plus, another 5 weeks in that house with those lunatics, I would have gone insane.
Could you have survived another 5 weeks in there without Bex?
No, definitely not. I would have done anything to get the public to... No, I wouldn't have walked. People said I would have walked. I don't think I would have walked, because I'm very principled in the sense that I don't like to quit.
Yeah.
But I would definitely have got the public to evict me one way or the other.
I saw this nonsense. Dale was saying he was going to walk a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, they're all pansies. None of them were walking. Only Mae Soon did it because she was bald stiff and we were bald stiff of her.
Lisa nearly did.
Lisa did it for the sake of it, didn't she? She wanted a coffee and a chat with security guards. That's all Lisa did.
Mae Soon went. No one's noticed, have they? I think...
Mae Soon who?
Yeah, exactly. Darnell and Mikey haven't noticed. She's gone yet. They'll...
Who do you remember more, Mae Soon or Steph?
Steph. Steph, definitely. My mistake.
Joel, do you not think that Luke got booted out just because his bitching was becoming a little bit too much?
Well, to be honest, I don't think it was. I just think it was telling the truth about everyone and how everyone was seeing them anyway.
Okay. Thank you, Joel. Okay. Thank you.
Good night, Joel.
Yeah, good night, Joel. A little bit laid back there. I wonder...
Well, we haven't got much time left. Just long enough to ask Luke and Bex. Let's get her back in.
I need to get her back in.
I've got an important question to ask both
No,
of you.
Gemma, no.
I do.
No, Gemma, we don't need her. It's Luke's night. This is a special night for Luke. He's
the
on a radio show.
The woman's obsessed with me.
This reminds me a long while back when we did actually have Steph in. We just ripped the mick out of him all night. You two been ganging up on me. Hello.
Oh, Rebecca.
Oh, sweet Lord.
You can't leave me alone. You're obsessed
I'm asking
with
you
me.
Both.
I made you some tea, but I drank it.
You are, honestly. Geez.
Who do you think is going to win Big Brother?
Lisa.
Okay. And also, I have something very special here for you.
It's an email message.
It's better than a cup of tea.
Really?
Gary says, we're a family living in Tenerife and you have a big fan base over there. They're planning. If you're planning a holiday there, they would love to arrange their accommodation free of charge. He owns a business and he can sort it out for you.
Do I have to go with Luke or can I go on my own?
You have to go
together. How dare you, Rebecca? How dare you? I don't want to see you.
That is a genuine holiday offer.
Okay, we'll take Gary up.
Yes,
thanks, Gary. We're coming.
Let me just say, that's a genuine holiday offer from a Big Brother fan.
Okay,
you go there, you're dead.
Rebecca,
you will
it's
never
all you,
escape.
Babe. It's all you.
I can't believe you just called me babe.
I know. Oh, God, why?
So what do you say to that?
Fantastic.
Out of all of our shows, there's never been any holiday offers.
Can we come?
Yeah, my
free.
Parents are obsessed with Tenerife as well. They
love
that. Yeah,
let's go to Tenerife.
Tenerife. Taking
yeah.
the whole
some
family.
Really good clubs there.
Oh no.
I don't think your parents are invited.
I'll bring a DVD player and a Murder She Wrote box set up and sorted.
Oh, I'll come and watch the Murder She Wrote.
Yes, that's it.
You can sit with me because I won't be.
Oh, we've got time for. Hey, look, it's a genuine pleasure to meet you, mate. Thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Ian. Thanks, Gemma.
Well done for coming in again.
Thank you.
Ben, just get lost.
Thanks to everyone who got in touch tonight. You can join us on Friday at 11:30 p.m. Not me, I'm bunking off again. I'm on my holidays.
That's the spirit.
Again.
I know. Oh, straight after Big Brother's Big Mouth. Is that still going, that show?
Yes, it
They've
is.
They've not asked us to do it yet. What the hell is going on?
Well,
at Endemol?
I was on the forums earlier and they said they want us to present it.
Endemol.
What do you
really?
The forums were like, all the BB fans saying
that we should do it. I think we should do it, Luke.
Uh-oh, here
goes.
Anyway, I just want to quickly say that we've got a few international listeners. That's someone from Tenerife.
Wow.
We've got someone called Laura CK who's listening in Dubai. And I promised I will big up, what's his name? Billy. No, Andy Little by Little in Ireland. I promised him. I was chatting to him on the forums earlier. Okay, so we're here every...
What's that the theme tune to?
Is it Oasis?
Oh, is it? In that case, I don't want to know then. Go on, carry on.
Is it?
Most overrated band in the country. I'm starting to sound like Luke now, but please continue.
Will you
so
be bringing out a single anytime soon?
Will she? Heck, nobody wants to listen to Rebecca. I don't want to listen to Rebecca. Oh,
I thought I could cover Timmy Mallett.
Can I press the button here?
You can press the button, then we're going home, for God's sakes.
Good afternoon to you.
Remember her?
Oh, no, Belinda, no! Belinda!
And on that awful jazz note, good night.
You've been listening to Big Brother's Big Ears. Go to the website for more. channel4.com/Big Brother.
Marjorie uses her Liberty Sim to text her secret lover, Doris. Big Brother, sponsored by the Liberty Sim from Virgin Mobile.